Now, some of you may already know that today is Holocaust Memorial Day. This April will be the 10th anniversary of a more recent genocide. It was in 1994 that around 1 million Tutsis and some Hutus were slaughtered in Rwanda. So today's theme is From the Holocaust to Rwanda, lessons learned and lessons still to learn. Well, some Rwandans have sought refuge in other countries, and there are about 2,000 here in the UK. 4 years ago, some of those living in London formed a group called Ben Uwumwi, which means Children of Unity. Men, women and children gather together to dance and sing, performing around the country. Well, with the help of SERF, a charity for survivors of the genocide, they've just released a CD of their songs. Felicity Finch joined some of the group for their weekly meeting in South London.
I came in this group because I missed home. I missed, you know, my culture. I missed, I don't know. When, like, I listen to the CD, I feel like I'm dreaming. Maybe I'm home, you know. But when I wake up, I find myself here.
I remember when I was 4 or 5, my parents used to tell me that I come from Rwanda, and I thought that because everybody around me was English and I was born here and I'd never been there before, I thought I was English and I didn't want to be Rwandan because I didn't even know any people in Rwanda and I didn't even know anything about it. After that, we started going to meetings and learning how to dance and learn the language and the culture, and that like helped me to take in that I was Rwandan, and it helped me to enjoy being Rwandan. And
is there any song or any part of the CD that you sing on that you could sing a little bit for me now?
We sing the chorus of Nzaza.
Nzaza, yeah. Nzaza, yeah. Na Zaza, Zazundi. Nzaza, yeah, Nzaza, yeah, na sheshu nzaza shundi, Nzaza, yeah.
Members of Ben Uwumwi are made of the survivors of genocide who faced the real effects of genocide, and they were in Rwanda at that particular time when genocide took place. But we also have Rwandans who at that particular time were outside the country, example Uganda, Congo, Burundi, who were affected by the acts of genocide, you know, their relatives and probably parents being killed, but themselves were outside. So the type of trauma they face are different, but we all come together to talk about things and to heal together. The group has helped me to break the isolation I had. I gained a lot of confidence because they encouraged me, telling me that I didn't come here just to sleep over or doing nothing here. They encouraged me by going to college. We sing and we dance, and it helped a lot.
What has it meant to you to make the CD?
I was so sad, I have to say. But when I came to this group and they said, oh, you can sing, I told them, I can't sing. And said, you can. I said, I can't. They said, just try, try. And they said, okay. They said, just sing a chorus. And then they all went, wow, you've got a very nice voice. And I was like, that's not me. So I sang and I was very happy. I said, at least I can do something. If I can do this, I can do anything I want to do. Because I never thought I could ever sing in my life. But when I sing, then I said, yes, I can be someone. I can sing. At least I was so happy about it.
On the CD, you can see that some songs have been composed by Chantal.
I saw this one beautiful song that seems to be about the women in the group.
Yes, Amariza Yabinu Wungi,
means Stars of Benubumwe. I looked at the women who were in the group, that we dance together, we sing together, we share everything together, and I described them in the song. So we made a song. In our culture, we do have this kind of thing. You compare somebody to a cow, because a cow is something very valuable in my culture. So I can look at the children, how they, you know, how they shout, how they dance, how they do, you know, and I describe them like little cows, you know. They dance in the field, they jump on each other. I compared our women to the cows, our cows in back home, because they are so beautiful. You see how the arms are? When you just lift them up, they are like the horns of a cow.
So the horns on Rwandan cows are very long?
They are very long.
Not like here?
Not like here. Not like here. They're very long, and so beautiful. Yeah.
I know it's a very sensitive issue for you to talk about, but do you have both Tutsi and Hutu members in the group? And how do you deal with the traumas that members have experienced in Rwanda as a result of their identity within the group here?
It's like a football match when you're going to play. Very recently, the Rwandan national team is going to play in Tunisia. They are Hutu and Tutsi all together. So when you're playing, you forget everything. You just go and enjoy. You play together. That's exactly what we do. When we're dancing, we feel like we are doing the same job. We don't even recognize who we are or ask us such questions.
I was with my family, my mom, my dad, my brother and sisters. And in a genocide, they've been killed. So I survived after genocide with my brother and sisters. So to me, it was really, really hard thing to say or to talk about it after genocide. But when I came in this group, I found my way. I can survive again after what's happened.
I thank God because I have shared my experiences in this group, so I don't fear anymore to talk about it. No, I have to talk about it. I have to sing about it. So it's good. It helps, you know, to remove the hatred and to, you know, well, you can't forget. Because I lost my dad. I lost my three young brothers. Well, I lost my family, most of them.
One of the reasons we are united is we are trying to unite as Rwandan so that in the future we won't have the same thing that has happened in the past. We were trying to create a future, a good future for our children and the generation to come. A future where we'll be united as Rwandans, not on any other ground, but as Rwandans.
If I didn't have this group, I don't know what would happen to me. Maybe I could be, you know, mad in my mind, or maybe, I don't know, foolish. But I thank God that, you know, I have found this group to help me getting out my trauma and to be healed.
I Anna, urashaka iki?
Ndashaka amazi.
Ushaka amazi? Ufite inyota?
The joy that we had before now is coming back again, sitting and laughing. I never thought I'd sit again and laugh with a fellow Rwandan. But now here we are, trying to forget about the past and trying to move on. It's hard, but at least we're getting somewhere.
Felicity Finch was speaking to Adelaide Rutaganira, Phelan and Chantal Gakwaya, Grace Uwizai, Helene Umutoni, and the three younger members were Angela, Cynthia and Anne Rutaganira.